Assalamualaikum, hello dan selamat datang ke chat bersama follower. Saya Aiman Azlan. Hari ini kita ada follower kita yang baru iaitu Izzah. Jom kita jemput Izzah masuk. Assalamualaikum Izzah.
Waalaikumsalam.
Apa khabar?
Getting better, Alhamdulillah.
Getting better, Alhamdulillah. Duduk dekat mana tu? Office? Rumah?
Rumah je sebab saya home base.
Oh, home base. What do you... Home base meaning you working at home lah.
I do business, so working at home lah kot.
Ooh, tell me more about your business. Interesting.
So basically, I do marketing service. And currently, I tengah bina my own psychology cafe clinic. And currently dekat phase 2. So semula masih lagi brand awareness stage. So buat kat rumah je lah. Buat event. Manage
Psychology
event.
Cafe Clinic.
Ya. Yeah.
So, could you explain? Because that's the... We don't hear that a lot. Psychology Cafe Clinic. So it's a cafe. So makan-makan lah ya. Eh. It's yeah, also a clinic.
Basically, apa yang saya nampak, saya nak tukar all this psychology centers in Malaysia untuk jadi more welcoming. So I
ah,
just
so that's the cafe part.
Yeah, that's when the cafe part datang lah.
Right. To basically remove the whole anxiety-inducing part of, oh, psychology clinic. Oh, it's a cafe. So you just come, just sit down, have a cup of coffee, relax first. But it's still, there's a clinic there. Ada a pakar dekat situ. It's just more welcoming lah.
Yes.
Ah, that's a good idea. Nanti saya akan join. Because I love cafes. And saya pun nak buka pusat counseling juga. Not a bad idea untuk nak gabungkan dua-dua kan?
Yes, indeed.
So where are you situated? KL Selangor ke ataupun utara, selatan, timur?
Okay, my aim focus currently dekat Klang Valley lah. And,
Klang Valley, okay.
Yes, Klang Valley. And my after 6 event, I buat event organizing ladies event only. So saya nak target Klang Valley. Tapi all the ladies ramai yang datang daripada negeri lain jugalah.
Really? Majority?
Not majority tapi ada minority. So like from Kedah, Kelantan, Johor. So they are willing to come.
Yeah, I can relate. Usually kalau saya pun program dekat KL, jumpa juga orang Kedah, orang Kelantan, orang Johor. But because it's central, nak pergi sana pun ada banyak public transport options. I think people don't mind lah to travel far kalau benda tu berbaloi. It seems like what you're doing tu berbaloi lah. So that they sanggup nak travel far. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Dah berapa lama dah you buat tu?
I start last year. Kick off dalam April macam tu. So, jadi saya dah telah setahun lah. Setahun lebih.
So, if people want to check out this psychology cafe clinic concept, where do they go? Let me give you a shout out. I'm just going to write it on the screen. Where do they go?
They're supposed to go to my website at misslife.com, but currently it is under maintenance. I tengah siapkan lagi.
Tak apa. Lepas ni dah habis maintenance tu boleh check lah. So psychology cafe clinic, go to what's the
ADMIS at misslife LIFE.com.
Okay, there you go. Alright, siapa-siapa yang ada live sekarang ni, okay, if you want to know more about psychology cafe clinic yang Izzah tengah cuba buat ni, untuk nak menggabungkan the idea of psychology clinic, orang boleh dapat bantuan mental health juga dengan the casual nature of a cafe, boleh check dekat admislife.com, betul?
Yes.
And you do the ladies event tu dah 6 kali. Is there a 7th time in the works?
I mean, it's already 5 kali. The 6th should be on 28 October. So supposedly the link ada dekat dalam apa ni mslive.com, tapi saya tengah maintenance, so I guna another platform OnPay. So kalau dia nak register, dia register kat situ.
Okay. Alright. Cool. Alright. Good to know that somebody's doing something like this. I'm happy and happy to help juga if I can. Okay, so off to you pula. Izzah, what do you want to talk about today? So the floor is yours.
Okay, so I ada tiga soalan. So the first question should tiga soalan. So the first question would be macam mana saya nak cari my my calon, sebab previously I tried a lot of ways untuk cari calon yang sesuai berdasarkan apa yang saya belajar dalam in your class, the master class, the apa lagi ya, the class dengan Aiman dulu kan, like in 2020 dulu.
Yeah, long time ago, I remember.
Yeah, so I cari and I dapat. So the apa ni, orang calon yang saya nak tu, yang ada list yang orang kata tak mungkin lah dia ni wujud, tapi ada. Memang wujud. And they are very hard to find. Kalau nak cari ke social media sangat susah, memang tak ada. But these people dia macam diorang goal oriented lah. Lepas tu problem saya start kat situ lah. Dia macam, macam dia macam terjumpa, bukan ada spesifik tempat yang boleh jumpa diorang.
Right. So soalan dia macam mana nak cari calon, tapi you dah jumpa dah calon. What
dah
happened
jumpa
to that calon?
Oh, dah calon tu ada benda yang tak kenal lah. Contoh macam contohnya dia nak anak ramai. So I tak nak anak ramai. Lepas tu ada yang macam menunggu, macam tu lah.
So nak cari calon yang kita nak, yang menepati citarasa, something like that lah. Sebab nak cari calon, kalau soalan ni nak cari calon, calon ada ramai. Calon banyak kan. Masuk, if you masuk any platform cari jodoh, calon lah tu. Semua profile you nampak dekat platform tu adalah calon. Kan, itu kita kata calon. But specifically you nak cari calon yang menepati apa you nak. So that's the question, right? So I'm writing the question supaya siapa-siapa masuk live dia tahu apa kita tengah sembang sekarang ni. Macam mana nak cari calon yang saya nak. Okay. So I guess that's the first point lah saya nak highlight. Saya bukan highlight for you sahaja, Izzah, untuk orang lain juga. Pasal saya dapat soalan ni kerap. Macam mana nak cari calon? Kat mana calon? Tak jumpa calon. Saya pause kejap dulu. Calon ada. Cuma calon you nak tak ada.
Betul.
Understand? Because jumpa lelaki ni, jumpa everyday lelaki. Lelaki single available, right? Itu calon. Tapi calon yang you nak tu. First, you tak payah bagi tahu kalau tak selesa. Tapi you clear tak calon you nak tu, you nak yang macam mana? Kriteria dia. Clear?
Saya rasa terlebih clear kot.
Terlebih clear. Excellent. Terlebih clear. That's a good problem to have. And you kata yang you dah pernah jumpa calon yang ada benda tu, cuma yang slack dia adalah dia nak anak ramai, dia nak you tunggu, benda-benda macam tu eh?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, you have already answered your question. You dah jumpa dah calon you nak tu. I think stuck dia adalah tang negotiation.
Oh. Okay. Dah faham.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So I think your problem is not that you tak jumpa calon, you jumpa tapi you stuck kat negotiation tu. Contohnya dia nak anak ramai, you tak nak anak ramai. Ada negotiate tak?
Maaf lah, tak fikir.
There you go. Right? So benda-benda yang bukannya like set in stone kita panggil. Bukannya set in stone, bukannya benda-benda yang totally non-negotiable, macam contohnya solat 5 kali sehari. Kita tak negotiate benda tu. Kita tak kata kalau 3 boleh tak? No. 5 is 5. Faham? Right? Contohnya macam pakai tudung. Kalau saya nak pakai tudung separuh boleh tak? Separuh lagi nampak rambut. No. Cannot negotiate. Benda tu tak boleh negotiate. Sorry lah kan? Cannot negotiate. Tapi benda macam anak berapa, anak nak ramai ke nak sedikit? We can negotiate that. Right? We can negotiate that. Nak tunggu sebulan ke setahun? We can negotiate that. Nak pindah ke Selangor ke Johor, we can negotiate that. So I guess yang tu yang tak ada in your case, betul?
Betul.
Right? So
tak belajar lagi.
So after this calon, so calon tu is he still in your radar ataupun dia dah pun kira dah terlepas dah?
Yang tu nak tanya juga. Macam nak tahu calon tu is in the radar ataupun kita nak kena let go ke tak?
Well, you dah ni let me check, okay? Dah approach dia, betul? Dah start ta'aruf session?
Dah.
Dah.
Dah
Kiranya dah
exchange
mula
bio.
berbincang semua tu. Right.
Dah exchange bio.
Ta'aruf session tu still berjalan atau dah pun ditamatkan secara rasmi?
Okay, tamat.
Tamat. Maknanya
Tapi tak
you dan
rasmi
dia
lah.
dah kata, okay, kita stop kat sini.
Tak. Dia
Oh,
macam,
tak kata.
dia macam, macam mana ayat dia? He said he was willing to start actively, macam macam mana, untuk kahwin next year. Macam itulah.
Aha, okay.
So
And
after that,
stop
I pun
at
stop
situ
lah.
je.
Stop situ je. Saya
Okay.
kata, and he's good being friends. Until that. Sampai masa tahun depan tu baru dia nak start. So this, sekarang ni dia nak friends dulu. Kenal dulu
Tahun
macam tu
depan
lah.
bila?
Next year lah. That conversation tu happen early this year. So I stop there. So macam tu lah.
Okay. So, it's safe to assume so far that he is still available.
Okay.
Keyword, assume.
Assume. Assumption.
Sebab even the ending of the ta'aruf pun assume juga.
Mm-mm.
You guys tak really end it. Right? So, I would suggest untuk approach dia semula untuk tanya. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, are you still available to have this discussion? You know, tahun depan tak lama dah ni. 3 bulan lagi dah tahun depan dah.
Yeah.
Would you like to start the process now? Okay. Tanya dia, would you like to start? Kalau dia available, dia pun rasa macam, yeah, I still want to get married next year. Then would you like to start the process of getting to know each other now? Ta'aruf tu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kalau dia kata, yeah, I'm still available. You know, tak ada siapa-siapa lagi. And dia kata, yeah, sure, I can start the process now. So you can start the process now. Maka buka lah perbincangan pasal, okay, all the questions you want to ask about marriage tu lah. The 100 questions tu. Okay? And then when you get to the question of, okay, saya suka anak besar-besar pula dah. Keluarga besar-besar, sorry. Saya suka keluarga besar-besar. Saya nak keluarga, you know, 6, 7, pasal meriah ke apa ke. Okay. This is something that can be negotiated. You know, dia bukan yang macam set in stone benda ni. Right, you boleh kata macam, oh, I prefer like 1 or 2 children, it'll be okay because I still nak continue my business. I want to have kids, I want to be a mother, but at the same time, I still nak juga sustain business saya. And I think having, contoh, I'm just putting words in your mouth lah. I'm not saying this
how do
is
I
your
say,
situation.
How do I say macam, I okay je anak ramai, cuma dua anak pertama tu, macam our own child, and the rest tu, adopted je lah.
Cakaplah macam tu.
Oh, itulah.
There you go. You said it. Right? And then kalau ditanya, let's say, okay, kenapa macam tu? Do you have an answer? You don't have to say it now, but do you have an answer? Yeah, just tell him that answer.
Mm-mm.
Whatever it is. I mean, it's your personal thing. So, it's not none of our business. Tapi kalau dia tanya pasal dia bakal suami you, dia patut tahulah. Right, in that ta'aruf session tu dia mungkin bakal suami you, so dia ada that ruang untuk dia nak kata, oh, I should know this because I am considering marrying you. So soalan tu bukan soalan menyibuk-nyibuk je orang punya hal, no, pasal kita nak kahwin. So obviously bila you kata, okay, anak dua yang pertama tu I'm okay kalau saya jadi ibu kandungnya, tapi anak seterusnya tu boleh tak kita adopt? Macam adopt, let's say kita nak adopt babies sahaja. Babies yang orang tak nak, saya nak adopt, saya nak susukan dia, saya nak jadikan dia anak susuan. Tapi saya tak nak mengandung dah after the second child. Okay? Are you okay with that? Are you okay kalau anak yang ketiga, keempat, kelima tu anak susuan? Still, mahram, you know. Anak susuan still mahram. You boleh buka tudung apa semua, tak ada masalah. Tapi bukan anak dia in terms of biological lah. You understand? If he's okay with it, maybe nak tolong anak-anak babies yang mungkin dibuang ke apa kan. If he's okay with it, you know, that'll be nice. That'll be fine. If he's not okay with it, then whenever dalam ta'aruf ada benda yang not okay, maka terbukalah ruang negotiation kat situ. Just remember that. Whenever dalam ta'aruf ada benda yang tak okay, maka terbukalah ruang negotiation. Dia bukannya terus tutup and bye-bye. Dia buka ruang negotiation. Syarat dia satu je. Benda tu tiada kaitan dengan kriteria minima yang non-negotiable tu. Benda-benda macam solat, agama dia kan, itu non-negotiable. Kita tak boleh nak buka negotiation. Boleh tak kalau saya solat 3 kali je? Okey tak? Boleh tak kalau saya pakai tudung hari Jumaat je? Hari lain tak nak pakai tudung. Boleh tak? Ada benda kita tak boleh negotiate. Sorry lah. Tapi banyak benda kita boleh negotiate pasal berapa ramai anak kita nak tinggal kat mana, lifestyle macam mana kita okay with. Kita nak lifestyle yang luxury ke, biasa-biasa ke, miskin ke, are you okay kalau kita miskin? Kalau saya ada motor sahaja, then everywhere we go dengan motor sahaja, are you okay? Are you okay kalau saya tak ada kenderaan, saya tak mampu, tapi kita ada public transport di KL. I'll be more than willing untuk provide you dengan monthly pass and everything, you know, teman you pergi LRT ke apa ke, but that's the situation we're in. Negotiate. You boleh kata, I'm okay with this, I'm not okay with this, can we do this instead? You know, dia negotiate macam tu lah. Dia back and forth sampailah you jumpa win-win. Win bagi you, win bagi dia. And win-win situation ni tidak bermakna you dapat 100%, dia dapat 100%. That will never happen. Itu bukan negotiation namanya. Negotiation, by definition, you have to sacrifice something to get something. Otherwise, you tak payah negotiate lah. Contoh, Izzah pergi pasar atau pergi kedai and then you nak beli barang, right? Penjual tu obviously goal dia adalah nak dapat semaksima mungkin duit daripada you. You sebagai pembeli, goal you pula adalah nak save semaksima mungkin duit. So nampak tak kat situ ada clash? So bila mana ada clash, maka bukalah ruang negotiation. Kita mula tawar-menawar. So bila buka ruang negotiation, immediately kita takkan dapat 100% dah. Saya sebagai penjual, saya nak jual dengan harga RM90. Itu paling best lah kalau dapat RM90. You pembeli, kalau boleh you nak benda tu dengan harga RM10. RM10 dan RM90. You have to negotiate in between that range tu, harga yang both of you boleh kata, okay, saya setuju. Makna kata yang 90 ni kena rendahkan, yang 10 ni kena tinggikan. Sampailah you jumpa titik pertemuan yang dua-dua boleh kata, I'm okay with that number. Maknanya apa?
Macam business.
Maknanya,
macam
business. Saya takkan dapat RM10 dah. Saya dah sacrifice dah benda tu. Saya takkan dapat RM10. Penjual pula, saya takkan dapat RM90. Saya dah sacrifice dah benda tu. Jom, sama-sama kita sacrifice untuk jumpa satu-satu bahagian di mana kita boleh setuju. Win-win. Itu saya maksudkan dengan win-win negotiation. Bukannya bermaksud saya akan dapat semua benda saya nak. Nah, that's not what it means. If you enter into marriage dengan mindset macam tu, susah nanti marriage tu. Marriage has to be this give and take, constant give and take. Tak boleh constant giving, tak boleh constant taking. Dia akan sengit. Has to be give and take. So dynamic dalam perkahwinan ni sentiasa bergerak-gerak tau, Izzah. I'm just giving you a picture. Sentiasa bergerak-gerak. Dia tak statik. So negotiation ni adalah skill penting untuk kita boleh master supaya kita nak boleh handle dengan dinamik ini yang sentiasa bergerak-gerak. You boleh fikir dari segi personality, cita rasa, mood. Sentiasa bergerak-gerak. Dia tak statik. Kita sentiasa kena negotiate. So it's a good thing that you start sekarang because this is your training phase. Nak train skill tu. So, kalau soalan dia macam mana nak cari calon saya nak, for you, I think you dah ada calon. Approach dia balik, open balik table tu and negotiate. And start ta'aruf session tu. May I ask, macam mana you boleh jumpa dia? Mungkin ramai orang tertanya, macam mana you boleh jumpa dia ni? Because you kata you tak cari online, you mention you tak cari online, bukannya like platform cari jodoh ke apa, bukan eh?
Tak.
Okay, so how did you find him?
Okay, jodoh yang I cari biasanya most of them I jumpa kat event.
Event. Interesting.
Event and
Physical
working.
event.
Yeah, physical event.
So you have to
Sebab
put yourself out there lah untuk nak bersosial, networking dan jumpa orang.
Yeah. Cuma
Just
problem dia,
rough. Yeah, go ahead.
problem dia, event macam tu susah nak masuk lah.
Event apa ni?
Event dia, event financial, financial event.
Oh, niche lah. Ah, but you can enter because you are a financial...
I'm working. It's part of my work.
Okay, okay. That's how you can... Okay, I can understand that. But the concept is universal. Konsep dia apa? Macam saya ajar dalam kelas lah. If you want to find people, you have to go out. Go out and find them, kan? So, I mentioned dalam kelas pasal networking. Pergi jumpa orang, pergi socialize, pergi like introduce yourself, widen your circle, kan? So, that's what you are doing. So, I think you bukannya masalah apa... Macam mana, you know macam mana tu you dah tahu dah.
Tapi event tu like macam event yang I boleh masuk waktu I kerja.
Right.
So it was back in 2019.
Yeah.
Sekarang I dah kerja dengan orang tu dah. And I don't have access to that very mahal event.
I know, but that's irrelevant at this point. Because you dah jumpa dia dah.
Oh.
Bukannya you kena masuk balik event tu.
Oh. Kalau dia macam not available,
then you have to find somebody else in another event.
Itulah.
Right. Yeah. And you don't know which event dia akan ada. Sebab tu kita kata cari. Right? You don't know which event dia akan muncul, ada ke apa ke. You don't know. But what you know adalah, kalau aku nak lelaki jenis macam ni, yang sama macam aku, so tempat macam ni lah kami akan pergi. Understand? Kalau saya contohnya, saya dengan wife, kami berdua suka majlis ilmu. So kalau ada seminar, kelas, convention, conference, kami akan pergi. Right, nampak? 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 So probability kami nak jumpa tu tinggi lah. Tapi tu contoh. Tapi saya actually kenal wife sejak sekolah. So it's kind of like valid invalid lah juga. But that's how people meet. You go to certain social event yang kalau dua-dua minat benda yang sama tu, probability you akan jumpa each other di sana is going to be higher. So yang tak make sense ni adalah you nak cari lelaki yang, for example, this is just a silly example but it just brings the point home lah. You nak cari lelaki yang solat 5 kali sehari. You cari kat mana? Saya pergi kat kelab malam. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Dia tak match dengan apa you nak. Right? So, I can understand people punya frustration bila dia masuk platform online, dia tak jumpa lelaki yang macam tu. Because I can safely assume, assumption sahaja, not a judgment, I can safely assume yang kalau lelaki let's say like you mention tu kan, kalau dia let's say kesibukan dengan certain activity, dia akan fokus dengan kesibukan activity itu. Maybe kurang masa dia nak kena masuk platform sekian-sekian and kena profile. Mungkin kawan dia yang kena buat platform, kena kawan dia yang kena buat profile tu untuk dia.
Same.
Tapi dia sendiri
saya.
Dia tak akan buat benda tu. Sebab dia sibuk dengan this life, social life and also kerja dia tu. So you have to meet this person where he is or where she is. Sebab tu saya recommend, saya tak ban online-online ni, ada orang jumpa je jodoh dia online. Cuma saya lebih recommend you go out, pergi kepada event-event. Right? Yang selarilah dengan apa you nak. So, for this guy, try dulu dia. Approach balik, open table balik. Kalau dia setuju, teruskan. Ta'aruf. Kalau let's say dia tak available, let's say pintu tu sudah pun tertutup, then soalan macam mana nak cari calon, you just go to another event and another event and another event.
How do I go to events while managing my social anxiety?
Social anxiety. Yeah. How did you manage it before?
Before tak teruk. 2019 tu baru start teruk.
Because of the pandemic?
No.
Ah, okay. I'm not going to dig any further. But you've gone to therapy?
Yes, and still recovering.
Still going? Could I stop?
Still need to go.
Still need to go. Okay, I get it. So, if it is still a problem yang menghalang you daripada berfungsi secara, menghalang you daripada berfungsi, let's say, then you still need to go until you can function on your own lah maksudnya. Dia macam you masih lagi perlukan the training wheels dekat basikal tu. Until to a point where you boleh naik basikal tu sendiri, so kita boleh buang lah training wheels tu, you go, off you go lah. Dia ada short term solution dan long term solution. Long term solution would be therapy lah. Long term solution. Solution yang boleh lekat for the long term. Solution sekejap-sekejap ni saya tak sarankan sangat, because dia akan jadi satu another kind of macam pseudo addiction lah. Macam okay, you go for this solution, tak jadi. Go for this solution, tak jadi. You go for this short term shortcut lah. Shortcut solution. I don't recommend it. I would recommend rather go for the long term lah. But if let's say you nak juga try both, nak a little bit of long term, a little bit of short term, then I would recommend that for the short term thing to curb your anxiety too, I would recommend journaling. Okay, some form of physical relaxation exercise. Contoh, breathing. If it works for you, then go do that. Contoh, yoga or something. Some for physical relaxation exercise. The two that I recommend adalah breathing satu, because you know studies shown it works. But I also open the possibility yang mungkin different people are different, like keberkesanan tu. Another one that I would recommend adalah progressive muscle relaxation. So macam you tegangkan muscle you and then you release. You tegangkan muscle, you release. So it's kind of like releasing the tension physically lah. So breathing, okay. And that will be something that I recommend. Nak gerak dah? Okay. So that's something that I would recommend lah. Dua benda tu. Okay. But that's short term tau. That is short term. The long term one would be somebody, a therapist, seorang pakar yang boleh membantu you cari gali punca social anxiety tu. Or maybe you dah tahu dah apa punca dia.
Yes, I already did. And memang saya kena jumpa the specific pakar on that.
Okay. Once you dah jumpa punca dia, it doesn't stop there. Mencari punca is just one step. The other step adalah once you cari punca, you have to now create, you have to analyze, okay? You have to understand kenapa punca ni menyebabkan aku jadi macam ni. And then you kind of have to, for lack of a better term, create a new narrative from punca itu to change your story sekarang. So right now, your story daripada punca tu, dia ada that, saya guna bahasa mudah lah, dia ada movie dia yang berlaku. And you ada plot dia yang you dah set. Dah ada dah storyline dia, betul? The story that you tell yourself about yourself. Dah ada dah, betul? Now, one of the things yang therapy cuba buat adalah to help you change that story. You don't change what happened tau. That's not what we're trying to change. But you can change how you tell the story. For example, katakanlah yang berlaku adalah saya jatuh basikal 10 tahun yang lalu. Saya jatuh basikal 10 tahun yang lalu. And then naratif yang berlaku adalah bodohnya aku ni tak reti naik basikal ke apalah. Benda mudah je kot. Aku ni memang tak guna lah. Basikal pun tak boleh nak figure out. 10 tahun akan datang, saya still macam tu. Basikal pun saya takut nak sentuh. Because I already solidify the story yang saya ni orang tak guna, tak boleh naik basikal. Itu benda tu pun tak boleh nak buat. Blah. Once therapy comes, therapy bukannya cuba nak tukar insiden tu supaya you tak jatuh basikal. You cannot change it. You jatuh basikal lah. But what you can change adalah macam mana you nak bagi tahu story tu. I'm just giving you a simple example. So you change the story to, now, I'm not like an idiot tak reti nak naik basikal. It's just that I was learning at the time. It was a learning phase. Kan? And I jatuh, you know. And I learned my lesson from that pengalaman jatuh tu. And slowly I build up the necessary knowledge and skill set untuk nak mula belajar and ride the bicycle better and better and better. So I learn new skill. I'll do this. I do that. I try. So the narrative now becomes, it's not that I'm an idiot. I'm just learning.
Yeah, empowering
lah. Itu contoh mudah untuk semua orang boleh faham konsep asas dia. But exactly how it's going to work for you is going to be much more advanced and complicated lah. But that's the idea. Faham tak? So that's a long-term solution I would recommend lah. Cool? Okay. Alright, Izzah. I have to go because I have to fetch my son. And my son pergi terapi. My son pun ada terapi juga. Occupational therapy, not therapy macam kita punya terapi. So I have to fetch my son. And that's our half an hour. So what do you think? Okay? Half an hour ni?
Okay.
Obviously cannot deal with everything, answer everything lah. But in a half an hour yang kita ada ni, I hope it helps you. And I hope it helps juga orang yang mendengar. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. Thank you, Izzah. And I wish you all the best dengan Psychology Cafe Clinic tu. Siapa nak figure out pasal benda ni ke, nak tolong ke, nak sokong ke, apa ke, nak join ke, you go to this website. And join lah if you want. Okay, Izzah. Thank you so much. I'll see you when I see you, insyaAllah. Whenever.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama. Assalamualaikum. Bye. Alright, everybody. That's all. Saya nak kena belah dah. Okay. Until next time. Assalamualaikum. Oh, kalau nak join chat bersama Aiman, chat bersama follower ni, macam mana nak join apa semua tu, you go to the link below, okay? Bye.